Calling now, 1-800-300-3452. 1-800-300-3452.
Hear that? That's opportunity knocking for you to build your career at Afton Terminal Services, a family-owned and operated progressive St. Louis-based logistics provider. Why is opportunity knocking? Afton Terminal Services needs an operations manager, as well as customer service positions with a transportation background. You'll receive health coverage and other great benefits. Call 1-800-727-0187. That's 1-800-727-0187. Multiple opportunities are available, so call now. 1-800-727-0187. Afton Terminal Services provides multiple industries with trucking, rail, warehouse, and transload services. With their focus on families, Afton Terminal Services is more than just a trucking company. And this is more than just a job. Open your door to a better future by calling 1-800-727-0187. 1-800-727-0187. That's 1-800-727-0187. Equal opportunity employer.
Burlington, where you'll save big on thousands of new markdowns right now. At Burlington, save up to 70% off department store prices on looks for your whole family. Burlington, style for everyone.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worry on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can you hear a pitter-patter? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade. But I'm afraid this rover.
I can see you right now in the kitchen bending over a hot stove, but I can't see the stove.
Crossed over if I never.
That's not smart to say that.
No.
Your wife or girlfriend.
As Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
I told Peon, this happens.
Who
way,
is this?
Way too long. Hang on, I'll get to that. It's Bill Clinton's alter ego. I said, this seems to happen a lot. You know, everything is great. You feel great. And I feel great today. I really do. But I sound like I don't feel great. But here's the point. you're just about, you're a few days away from leaving this Arctic tundra crap to go where it's 85 degrees. And then, like, about 5 or 6 days before, kind of a little, you know, and you go, oh, man, I hope I'm not getting a sore throat or something. Because sometimes in 2 days it'll go away.
Right.
No, I didn't go away. And I actually believe that sometimes God punishes you for... for, and in this case, maybe for rubbing it in other people's faces. You know, John Carney, have you ever heard his show?
Yeah.
I don't think you heard it once.
You told me one time.
Oh, yeah, that one time, yeah.
I heard him today, just a few minutes ago. He says, well, I'll turn it over to Frank O'Pinion so he can, you know, rub it in your faces about him going on this trip. He thinks he knows me. Yeah. There's a song called You Don't Know Me. Now, this is going to make him look stupid, what I'm about to do. You know what I'm about to do? Not mention the trip. See, now he looks stupid.
Yeah. Mm. You never rub it in people's
No,
face.
I would never do that.
No.
So now, his entire audience, both of them, are thinking, well, I guess he just doesn't know what he's talking about.
You're not going to mention that we're leaving Sunday morning for Mexico.
No. And, Dan, see, what you're doing is the very bit he expects us to do.
Right. Where you pretend where you're not rubbing.
But I'm
face,
not even doing that.
Underlying.
Okay. No, I'm not doing it. So once again, Mr. Carney thinks he knows me, but he doesn't know the real me. I don't think anybody really does. But I think it's true of almost everybody. Don't you think so? Like nobody really knows you, Peon. I mean, not even your wife completely. I think that's true of everybody.
Right.
More true probably of me. Good afternoon, and I feel tremendous. I really do. I sound like crap, and I
And this is going around. Whatever you have, and I had it. I've had this for the past.
Yeah, but you don't sound like. And I'll. It'll only be today. By the time we get back, or before that, I'll be fine because I don't get sick, and I'm not sick now. I just it's like you swallowed a cobweb or something, and you can't get it out. Now, Peon says, this is really funny because I came in. He goes, oh, man, he said like. The last day or two, I've kind of felt like something's coming.
No, just last night, and it was a couple. And I don't know if it was just because how cold it was or dry the air in the room was, but I woke up with that where your mouth is just really dry, and I had to take a drink of water.
That sounds like brain cancer.
Well,
like a brain tumor
or throat.
I just read this article, and it said symptoms of a brain tumor, and it said dry mouth 3 days before a trip, a long, long trip. That's what
really?
That's one of the key indicators of a brain tumor.
That's a specific symptom.
I'm sorry, man. I'm sorry to tell you that. Welcome, everybody, to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon, the January 8th edition. I kind of almost wished I always sounded like this, that kind of gravelly thing, because it worked for Bill Clinton. It worked really well for him. It actually got him out of a lot of trouble. I did not have, you know, it worked for him. So we're not going to do what Mr. Carney said we were going to do. We're welcoming you to the show. And when Dan gets off the phone, I want to share a story. Why are people calling? We had a lot of calls.
I have no idea.
Did we do something wrong?
No.
That comes later. We save the really wrong stuff for later.
Yeah.
So I have to tell the story of yesterday with you when we left here. Peon, we usually walk out together for security reasons because of the mob that's always at the stage entrance. But Peon left, I guess it was bowling night.
It was bowling night.
So he takes off. So Dan and I are leaving, and we walk out here to the reception desk, and there's nobody there because they leave at like 11. So I'm kidding, 4. Dan takes his remote to his Equinox out, and he goes, I think I'll just start my car. And I said, the car's not going to start from here. We're 200 yards.
We're at the front desk here.
Easily 150, 200 yards. And there's the wall of the station and the wall, the partition wall that separates the garage from us. And then
an
the garage,
elevator shaft.
Elevator shaft and concrete. I said, there's no way your car's going to be started. We walked outside and his car's running. It's unbelievable.
It was awesome.
Now, here's the best part. After, because you and I park on different floors.
Yeah.
Because I said, I'm going to go out with you to your floor, see if your car's still. I'm going to show you it's not started. And once I was wrong and it was running, I said, okay, see you. And I went up to the next level to get in my car. This is hilarious. There's another guy who walks out just through the door right with me. We didn't speak, but we were 10 feet from each other. We just happened to be leaving together. I guess about, and no more than 15 feet from his car, he pulls out the thing and starts it by run. He's 5 seconds from opening the door.
What is that?
Now, here's the thing. If you're doing that to show off, like, hey, watch this, I have a remote start, the only person that saw it was me, and I don't even know you. So that was a waste. But I've seen that before. I've seen people come out of, like, a restaurant or something.
Yeah.
And they'll boom, start the car, and then open the door and get in.
I'll do that if I have kids with me. If there's kids, and I'll go, yell to my car to start. Just yell.
Yeah, but that's different.
Yeah, I know.
That's different. That's a good, fun little gag. Watch this. If you tell it to start, it'll start. But these people that use it, if you're listening, here's the deal. Here's what that's for. That's for starting the car about 10 minutes before you get in it, so the engine's warm. It's not so you can watch it start when you're 10 feet away. Holy cow, that was hilarious last night. Burke segment. Do we have anybody have anything to say?
Yes, I have one.
Make it long, because I got this throat thing.
You said, try to talk
to six.
Okay. Thank you very
Here's
much.
Here's Peon, everybody. You're welcome.
I sounded
like Peon, everybody. I've done that before.
It did.
It does not sound nice.
I do not mean
for people to pee on each other.
No.
That's unacceptable.
Some people like that.
Unless you're in that freaky set. So, everybody, here's Peon.
Thank you very
you're
much.
You're welcome.
I ordered something on Amazon.
Great story. Dan, you got anything?
Yeah, Dan.
I don't think he's finished.
Oh,
I think he has more.
No, that was it.
I'm sorry. See, that's funny. That's funny.
Because we are Amazon Prime people now.
Prime.
Braggers. Subscribers because of the
Bragger.
The diaper situation. It's a great thing.
Oh, that's
to
right.
Have
you
for
told
diapers.
Me. You ordered diapers.
Yes. But I ordered something else. I ordered some T-shirts off Amazon.
Can I stop you for a second? I want to present you with the best ad lib line of the month, and I want to do it publicly. And I've actually printed out the certificate to Eon the Peon. Let this certificate state clearly and publicly that best ad lib of the month. For the month of January. And by the way, it's so good, I'm already giving it to you for the whole month, knowing nothing could be better.
Today's only the 8th.
Goes to Eon the Peon on this day, January 8th, 2015, for his suggestion of the packaging of Baby Pampers and Huggies. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you.
I want to tell people what that was, because I've told about 4 people this. And I'm not kidding. You win the prize. Yesterday, he says, why do these Pampers have cartoon characters on them? Because these little kids, my son's 3 weeks old. He doesn't know these cartoons.
No.
And I said, well, it's more for the parents. He goes, parents don't look at cartoon characters. And he said, it would be, if you want daddy to change diapers, put pictures of, like, topless women on the Pampers and change the name to Juggies or Plumpers.
Yes.
Again, I applaud you because I think that's a great idea.
I've gotten some feedback.
Not,
a lot of people
it's not
think
going to warp
be
the kid because he's 3 weeks old.
Right.
He's not going to look at. What do you think he's going to come to you at 18 and go? By the way, Dad, when you put those Pampers on me, you topless women, their boobs showing, that screwed me up. It's not going to happen.
No.
You should get on that show Shark Tank or whatever.
That's
right?
What I.
Shark
Tank.
Angela. Shark Tank. Yeah. No, it's not Shark Tank. Angela and I were talking about that last night.
Or tell him not only to put the topless women on, but put. Pre-stained them, and now you've really got Shark Tank. A separate show.
And you could do, I guess, for the moms, you could do dudes
well
on there.
Well-packaged men.
And Angela had a couple good ideas. She was saying she was helping.
Who is
me
Angela?
With this, my wife.
Oh.
She said, have them like those, you know, the coffee mugs where if you pour hot liquid in it,
changes colors.
The clothes disappear. Have you ever seen that?
Yes, I have.
So have when the diaper is wet, when you put it on, the clothes are on.
The top comes off the girl. This is brilliant.
And she had the perfect name, too. I like Juggies, but she had the Dirty Diapers.
Dirty Diapers, hey.
So I think we're on a marketing juggernaut here.
Well, you two, between
to,
the two of you, this is going to be...
I just don't know if they'll ever make it into a Schnucks or a Deerbergs. I don't know if they'll carry the Dirty Diapers
you know
in
what,
their
though?
Baby aisle. It would have to be like a
why
novelty.
But why hasn't somebody come up with an indicator? There's a thing that pops up when the turkey's done.
Oh, there is. Have you?
There are diapers that tell you when there's pooping?
Yeah.
Not that, but when it would tell pee. You when there's wetness. It's a
That's
yellow
not
one.
As important.
No, I don't know if they can.
There ought
I don't
to be
know,
a poop indicator.
A sensor.
Poop sensor.
Yeah, because there is a wetness thing. It's the when you put the dry diaper on, it's yellow. There's a yellow line that goes on the diaper, and it turns blue when the diaper is wet. So, but not a number two indicator, not as of yet. Huh. But, yeah, so we're on the way with that product. I think it's only a matter of time before it's
in. The name of the product? Just simply?
Dirty Diapers?
No. Fee. Just fee. And the slogan is, fee sees it before you do. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, back to the Amazon story. So I ordered some T-shirts off Amazon for our trip next week. And on Amazon, I had loaded in there a previous address, not our current address, because we just moved recently. So when I click place order... It was with this old address. So within the next minute, I went, because there's an option, did you mess up this order? Do you want to edit this order? So I said, edit, change address, and I changed it to our current address. So, but the shipments came separately. And so one came a day earlier. We got the shipment. Then the one that was supposed to come on Wednesday, I went to the email because it wasn't at the house, and it said it was shipped to this wrong address. Uh-oh. That was originally. So I go, oh, man, how's this going to work now? Is this going to be
somebody else got a bunch of Pampers?
Yes. No, it was T-shirts, but somebody else, yeah, on this where we used to live, there was a package sitting on this doorstep. But so I was like, how is this going to work? Is this going to be tough to do with Amazon? So I sent an email off saying what happened. Within the hour, this email comes and says, we will be refunding your this other shipment that was sent to the wrong address. Here is a link to what you ordered so you can reorder it. And then here's another link where you can choose one-day shipping. We'll get it to you the next day.
Wow.
And then we'll refund that shipping price as well. So,
wow.
So Amazon...
No, they got their act together.
They have their act together. I was amazed at how fast this all... And so I just reordered it. It's already at the house now. So, yeah, it's amazing how...
It may be one of the most impressive companies there is Amazon.
And the best part was I didn't have to talk to a human. Not once to get this all done. That's my...
Wow. See, sometimes to me, that's the worst part of trying to get something done.
Oh,
is that you can't get a person.
I would prefer not to talk to anybody. Get this all done without having to sit on hold, wait for the next available.
I don't hear anybody have horror stories with Amazon.
No.
Ever.
I mean, and they have the system down
AT&T, if you're listening,
now.
Maybe you need to talk to the Amazon people about how they do what they do.
It's pretty remarkable how they have that all worked.
Anything else?
Nope, that was it.
All right. Let's turn now to Dan Strauss. Dan, do you have anything for the...
There's a lot of people that have been calling saying your poop indicator, it would be your nose for the diapers.
You know what?
Let's see,
haven't noticed that yet.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Oh, you will.
No, I know.
But they're
when
also
food
wrong
is introduced.
Because some of these new Huggies and Pampers fit so tightly that and they contain it that you have to open it, like pull the little pants away and get down in there. There ought to be a visual indicator.
Yeah.
Poop alert.
Yes.
Yeah.
Poop alert. And today is would be the 80th birthday
of the King
Elvis.
Of rock and roll.
Yes.
Elvis Presley.
According to... Who was that guy?
Hail to the King, baby.
We talked to someone a long time ago. Remember, he was living in Kansas City or something like that.
Oh, you know, the dentist.
He worked alongside of the dentist. Yeah,
he
said Elvis was a patient of his.
Jesse.
Yeah.
Oh, he was going by Jesse.
Was it his dead brother's name? Was it
Jesse Guerin?
Jesse Guerin. Yeah,
that was Elvis. That's a true story. Elvis was a twin,
and the twin died.
The twin brother died.
This guy was saying that Elvis took his dead brother's name and is living as Jesse.
Yeah, that would throw people off if you go around as Jesse Presley. They go, they never would think that's Elvis.
No.
Yeah.
What's your name? You look just like Elvis. No, man, I'm Jesse Guerin.
Oh, I want to fade into the background. I'm going to pick my dead brother's name.
I can't believe he would be 80 today.
I'd like to put this on my charge card if I could. And they go, okay, oh, my goodness, your name is Jesse Guerin Presley. Why? That's the same as Elvis's twin brother. Yeah, I'll get that a lot, man.
Do you have ID, sir?
I was going with some.
Has anybody ever told you look like Elvis?
I'll get that a lot, too.
Look at my ID. My name is Jesse.
I don't know what you're talking about. Yeah, he'd be 80. That's hard to believe.
Yeah, I know.
Anything else?
No, that's all I had.
Right, let's close it. Burke segment's officially closed. We have calls. Let's take some calls. Hey, this is Thursday. We have a short day today. We're off in 2 hours. 5:30
we're
off. Yes. Don't blame us. Don't blame management. It's Mizzou basketball. So we're off a couple hours. We'll have as much fun as we can until then. It is talent show day. Please don't forget that. If you have talent, you are welcome at any time to call and share it with the listeners as long as it's audible. And outside of that, it's just... roaming wild and free and do whatever we want to do. We'll take some calls, 314-969-KTRS or 888-550-KTRS. And this would be Jay. Jay, how are you?
Hey, I'm great. How you doing?
It's a female, Jay.
Hey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that name. Right. What can we do for you, Jay?
Well, it's not what I can do for you.
All right. Now you're talking.
Well, I just wondered if you enjoy feeling sick.
I enjoy complaining about it and making everybody else miserable and aware that I'm sick. But I'm not sick, and I actually feel really good today. But no, when I really feel sick, which is rare, I don't enjoy it.
Okay. Well, the twist to what I'm talking about is basically then you'll do something. You're more inclined to do something about it if you don't like being sick. And
oh, absolutely.
Well, make sure you take your zinc.
Okay.
and your vitamin C's.
Mm-hmm. I don't believe any of that works, by the way, but go ahead.
Okay. Well, it could be psychosomatic, but, I mean, you'll do what it takes, right?
Correct.
And then have you ever heard of colloidal silver?
Nope.
Okay. So Google that.
But I'm not sick. I just have a cobweb in my throat or something.
Yeah, I can dig it. Right on. Yeah.
All
right. Well, I'm really glad to hear that you're not sick, but you sound a little stuffy. But
no, I'm not even stuffed up. I can't explain it. But you know what? I feel better talking to you. I'm starting to actually feel better. Just the sound of your voice. You have a healing effect.
Oh, that's awesome. I'm so glad that I could give you that experience.
Yeah, you do.
But, yeah, look it up, colloidal silver. It's spelled the way it sounds with two L's.
All right, Jay, is it too late to say Happy New Year? I don't think so.
No, Happy New Year.
All right, you too, Jay. Thank you.
Yeah.
She was going to say she loved me. Mm. I cut her off. How can I do that? I don't hear that very often. So, yeah, we'll do it today, and then we'll drop it after we get back.
And we'll have Mike Evans on this hour, too, because we're off early.
Crap. Was my mic on?
Yeah.
Shoot, people heard me say all crap.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I hope he didn't hear about that. Tom, how are you?
Hey, how's it going, Frank?
Well, it's going great today.
First of all, ma'am and the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
How can we help you?
Well, second, I have what you had. Now it's turned into a cough on top of it. So
yeah.
I hope you don't get that.
I don't get sick. This is as close as I even come to getting sick, and this is nothing.
Well, good. And then on them, on Peon's idea with the plumpers.
Plumpers and juggies, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. When they poop, when the baby has a bowel movement, maybe the...
boobs could get bigger?
No, the Nepals.
The what?
The what?
The Nepals.
Oh, okay.
By the way, you can say nipple.
Okay,
well, the nipples could shoot out, make them bigger. That way...
And that's how you know, like the turkey pop thing. Yeah. Pops
right.
Up out
if,
the turkey.
If they urinated, well, that's just, you know, whatever. But when they poop.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea.
Nipples, bam.
Yeah, now the only problem is figuring out how to do that. Emerald? See.
Right,
but that's
yeah.
a great idea. That's a great idea.
All right, thanks, Frank. Right, have a good trip, guys.
Thank you. Happy New Year. See, real listeners who are AM the PM actually wish us well and want us to have a good trip.
Yes.
Other radio people, even in this building, they hate our guts.
Mm-hmm.
And, that's okay. I would, too. Let's see. This is John. Hello, John.
Hello, Frank. I'm AM to PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. I just want to say I hope you guys have a good, safe trip and be careful down there.
Okay, we'll try.
Frank, I just got one real quick question for you, if you got a second.
Sure, I got all the time you want.
Okay. At the end of y'all's show at 6 o'clock when y'all do the goodbyes and stuff like that.
Right, unless we talk too much and can't get it in, but yeah.
There's one guy that says, thanks for calling. Who is that? He used to be on your show all the time. Who was that?
That was Moon.
Moon. Okay. I'm sorry. I couldn't remember what his name was. I remember I just, you know, I guess, I know he passed away, I think. But
He passed away at least, 10 years ago?
Yeah.
Of a massive heart attack in his 50s.
Damn.
Yeah,
okay.
I know.
Well, sorry. I was trying to remember. I was like, I recognize him because he used to call all the time. I couldn't remember what his real name was.
He would call us and then say, thanks for calling.
He was so funny.
Right,
yes.
But he'd call you and he'd say, thanks for calling.
Yeah, no.
But,
I
guess you had to understand Moon.
Yeah, but that's who it was.
Okay.
All right,
well, y'all have a good trip and be careful down there. And we'll see when y'all are. Hey, listen, be glad to hear y'all when you come back.
Thanks, John. Happy New Year.
Thank you. You too, sir.
All right.
Bye.
All right, should we do some business? We'll do some business and we'll come back. I'll go make myself a hot chocolate. Dan keeps... Swiss Miss, and it's that hot water stuff that you would think would taste like watery something, but it tastes like hot chocolate. It's good. Johnny Londoff has asked me to do that. These phones fixed, I wonder?
I don't know.
Just call the main number and let me know if Mary answers.
Boy, if it's gone 2 days.
Oh, my goodness. If it's gone 2 days, we don't want to talk to him. But I'm going to guess they're fixed today. Johnny Londoff Chevrolet got hit yesterday with something, and their phones went out, and they couldn't, at least on the company phone lines, they couldn't get any calls, they couldn't make any calls. It was a mess. But you know what? If you are looking for a car, let's say, and you've decided, I'd look at a Chevy, and I know you have, I don't know what, 15 dealers where you could look at Chevrolets, and even if the day you wanted to call the phones are out. Here's what I'd do if I were you. I'd go online, and I would nose around, maybe shoot an email to somebody who could email you back, answer your question. It might take a little longer than a phone call. And then you hop in a car and you head up 270, unless you're in Illinois, and then you head down 270 or, you know, west on 270. And you...
Yes, they are fixed. And Mary said to tell everyone Happy New Year.
Hallelujah. 314-837-1800. The phones are fixed. I know they're thrilled about that. And I've talked about this before. John likes to talk about how many Silverados they have. We got 200. We need to move them. We need your trade-ins and all. And that's fine. I mean, he can do that if he wants to. What I'd prefer to do is just remind you that there is not one bit of difference in one Chevy dealer and another Chevy dealer if all you're looking at is product. Now, one may have more than another. I doubt that any Chevy dealers have any more than Landau. It's a big dealership. It's all they do is Chevy. It's huge. So outside of that, they're the same. Here's where they're not the same. Two areas in particular. How friendly they are and the level of service you get. I'm not talking about just in the service department. I'm talking about, you know, the kind of service. Thank you for coming. We appreciate your business. How can we help you? What do you want to look at? That kind of service. And the fact that the owner, whose name is on the place, it's his dad's name and his name, is genuinely appreciative of your business. And instead of hide from the customers, like, boy, do I wish I could give you the names of a couple of dealers in this town that I know and I've actually done a little work with and worked with them long, who make a point not to meet people. They're just too important. They are in a different tax bracket. They belong to a different set of friends and country. They don't really want to meet customers. That's for the salespeople to do. That's one of the things that separates this place. John Landoff meets every customer he can. And even if he can't meet you, he can't work 24 hours a day, but he works very, very hard. When he's there, a lot of the time spent is meeting people and thanking them for their business. And I don't know about you, but I appreciate that when people do that. You get the same deal. He's going to hate this, but you could probably find a deal that's the same or close to it somewhere else. These dealers, there's not a dime's worth of difference in their prices for the most part. But there is a difference in their service and the way you're treated. And there's a reason that when people buy from Landoff, they come back and buy the next car and the next car and the next, and their kids do and their brothers do and their spouses and whatever. Johnny Landoff Chevrolet, where the phones are working again, Washington Elizabeth exit. You can call them or just go here, Landoff.com.
Meet me.
Let's see how traffic looks right now. Here's Tim Weiland.
Hey Dan, really not much going on the highways now. You're getting a little busier on northbound 55 at Park in the to the Poplar Street Bridge. On northbound 55 and then eastbound 40, a bit heavy as you approach the bridge there. And southbound 270, it's moderate volume now between Highway 40 down through Doherty Ferry. And this traffic report brought to you by the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. With the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer, you can now take your sleeping child's temperature with just a scan across the forehead. Pick one up at your local club, warehouse, or other fine retailers today. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Jim Thomas here, reminding you to listen to The Big Sports Show, 6:30 to 9 on the Big 550 KTRS.
How long have you been suffering with your sinus problem? Dr. Karen Boone and Metro Sinus can help. You see, Dr. Karen Boone and her partner are the region's first certified and most experienced in a new procedure called balloon sinuplasty. Now, it sounds worse than it is. In fact, it's a very simple procedure, minimal downtime. It restores the normal sinus function by permanently enlarging the drainage pathways of your sinuses. So within 24 to 48 hours, you are back up on your feet and your sinus problems are gone for good. Dr. Karen Boone is the most experienced and the first certified, along with her partner, MetroSinus.com. It's not a one-size-fits-all. Dr. Karen Boone can help you either way, but maybe you're a perfect candidate for in-office balloon sinuplasty. 636-685-8040. It's covered with Medicare and most major insurance carriers. MetroSinus.com or 636-685-8040. Dr. Karen Boone can fix your sinus problems for good. MetroSinus.com.
The most painful part about going to the dentist for me? Getting the bill.
No, it's paying the bill.
Yeah, you're right. It is paying the bill.
If you don't have dental insurance, paying dentist bills can be really painful. Just a simple cleaning can cost over $100. And other procedures like crowns and root canals can cost you hundreds more. But now, you can get dental insurance for less than a dollar a day. Real dental insurance that can help cover over 300 procedures. All the ones you're most likely to need. Everything from cleanings and fillings to crowns and dentures. For a free information kit, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-508-6977. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired or on Medicare. You can see any dentist you choose and never pay a deductible. So take some of the pain out of paying the bill. Call in the next 10 minutes, and we'll rush you a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-508-6977. 1-800-508-6977.
What is Broadway Ford Truck Sales, you ask? For sales, service, parts, and rentals, there's only one that's the real deal. Broadway Ford Truck Sales. Hey, don't take my word for it. Here's someone who knows Broadway Ford Truck Sales inside and out.
Hi, I'm Terry Wojtowicz, sales manager at Broadway Ford Truck Sales. We are proud to be serving the St. Louis area since 1964. That's over 50 years of continuous sales, service, parts, rental, and long-term leasing. As a Ford Business Preferred dealer, we specialize in Ford commercial vehicles, but we also carry the full line of personal trucks and SUVs. If you're in the market for a new or used truck, then Broadway Ford Truck Sales can help you. Stop by or give us a call at 314-241-9140 or online at BroadwayTruck.com.
Stop by Broadway Ford Truck Sales at 1506 South 7th in the Soulard Market area. Check them out on the web at BroadwayTruck.com or give them a call at 314-241-9140, a proud member of the Ford Business Preferred Network.
Hey, the voice of reason here. Yeah, that one. The one that gets lost somewhere between impulsive behavior and rash decision? I hear college is on your mind. Well, before you decide to go into debt, have you considered St. Louis Community College? You heard me. I'm the voice of reason. It's my job to make you stop and think. A degree or certificate from St. Louis Community College can take you where you want to go. There are lots of options and time enough to choose a major. Courses in over 100 programs taught by top professors, credits that transfer to universities nationwide, and the best reason of all, the value. It's one-third the cost of public universities. Let's see rash and impulsive be that. So, make the smart move. Listen to the voice of reason. St. Louis Community College. It's the perfect place to start or start over. For more info, visit stlcc.edu/get-started.
Want your home to make a statement? Update your home with lighting from Metro Lighting. Their certified lighting specialists are trained to work with you, your builder, or your designer, so you can discover the perfect lighting for your space. For over 40 years, Metro Lighting has made a commitment of service to their customers and is proud to be a locally owned and operated part of the St. Louis community. And right now, save on LED bulbs with Metro Lighting and Amaranth's Act on Energy program. Visit MetroLightingCenters.com for the location nearest you.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Apologize for whatever this is that I can't seem to clear out of my throat. I think I'm allergic to work.
That could be.
So if you folks do all the talking, the more you talk, the less I have to, wear it out. So back to the phones we go, 314-969-KTRS or 888-550-KTRS. And this is Guy. Hello, Guy. How are you?
I'm all right, Frank. AM and the PM.
Thank you very much. How can we help you?
Well, I did this for my wife. She has cystic fibrosis, and it seems to work really well. If you take 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C in the morning, 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C in the evening, and it'll knock that cold right out.
Okay, I don't have a cold, and I appreciate
it. Well, even a sore throat or not feeling good.
I feel great. I feel great. I just, And, you know, I appreciate that. I'm not even looking for sympathy.
Remedies. Well,
I'm just trying to explain to people why I sound a little weird so that they don't go, what the heck, why does he sound so weird? But I appreciate it. I'm one of those people that I'm not a believer in the vitamin C. I don't know how, look how much you take. It's kind of like the antibiotic thing. They go, oh, man, as soon as it happens, take antibiotics. Every single time that I've gotten antibiotics, it still had to run the 7 or 10 day course. And I just wonder, does it really do anything? But a lot of people swear by the vitamin C. Peon's got a thing. Tell him what it is. That's
Sambucol.
Oh, that's yeah, man. He thinks Sambucol is the greatest cold product ever. And but I appreciate it. I really do. Is there anything else?
No, shit. Have a good trip. We'll talk to you when you get back.
All right, Guy. I'm sure we'll have some stories for you a week from Monday. Thank you. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. Bye.
Wait till you hear the gluten story that I've got today. It falls right in that category of things that I've always said were so overblown, this whole gluten thing. Wait till you read. I mean, this is Mayo Clinic stuff. This is not just some, you know, trash rag that decided to speculate. This is the results of some great experimentation about people that bought into this whole gluten thing and, oh, my goodness, gluten's bad. I'm allergic to gluten. No, you're not. Very few people, and I'll have Peon look up, there's a particular disease or disorder that you have, and only those people are really the ones that should stay away from gluten. Let's get Howard in here. Hello, Howard. How are you?
Good afternoon, Frank.
How's it going?
PM.
Thank you, Howard.
I just wanted to say that I wanted to wish you guys a great trip. I know that you don't need a broadcast engineer down there, but if you ever do, let me know.
Well, thank you.
Oh, yeah, we don't do shows from there anymore.
Now, we used
to.
You know what?
That's what Dan said.
Yeah,
hey, Frank, did you also know that today is Stephen Hawking's birthday? Maybe you're trying to sing him a birthday tune with that nice voice you got today.
No.
Huh?
Is this Howard Morton?
Yes.
Howard Morton, everybody.
Yeah.
Howard, if we ever do another show from out of here, which we won't, we will keep that in mind. Hey, man, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you guys, and have a safe trip.
All right, thank you, Howard.
Be good.
Yeah. Now, we tried that. We did that, four years?
Yeah, I think.
Not again, ever. It's what a disaster. What a nightmare, a technical nightmare. You get to these places like Jamaica or Mexico. You think our equipment is old? When you see the junk they hook you up with down there, and it, you know, you have dropouts and technical problems. Here's the other thing. When we did it for a few years, I'm sure the listeners that went with us were very curious. Oh, what's the show going to be like? And we did 3 or 4 days of shows, and here's what happened. We'd have an area set, and the listeners could come, you know, 80, 90 people, whatever. And there was a table of microphones, and we did our thing. And after you watch us do what we do for about 10 minutes, you're bored out of your mind because nothing changes. We're still just sitting at a table, and we're talking. You could hear it over at the bar if you wanted to, or you could not hear it. It's not that impressive. And for us, it caused the trip to just be no fun at all. It cut into the time we could have been getting to know the listeners because we got to make sure things are working right before we go on. Then we tear it down, set it back up, blah, blah, blah. So we quit doing it. You know why we quit? Because we love the listeners.
That's right.
That's exactly the way. And we'd rather spend our time hanging out with them and getting to know them. I'm going to talk to Kim. Hello, Kim. How are you?
Hi, Frank. How are you?
I'm great. What can we do for you?
AM and the PM.
Thank you. Now, is this the Kim that went on a trip with us?
No.
Okay, because there was a
Unfortunately,
Kim.
Unfortunately, no.
Well, yeah. Maybe down just, the road.
Yeah, maybe. I wanted to tell you about a video I saw. Speaking of, I heard you talk about never known anyone to get a car for Christmas or anything.
I don't think personally I have, no.
Well, Peon may have taken a look at this on Facebook, but there was a guy and his wife. He opens the door, and she's just giving him a ration, and he holds up this key. she gets so excited and looks out in the driveway. There's a brand new car out there. She gets in it, starts it up, blows sky high. And he's just standing there, just so calm. It's hilarious.
It blows up?
Yes.
I think it must have been CGI or something. Not real.
Yeah, I don't. Wow. That's...
It was funny. She was yelling and hitting him and everything else when they opened the door. And then when she saw that car, she got all excited.
And by the way, Kim, we need to state, you're not in any way condoning somebody blowing his wife or husband up.
No. Yeah.
Well,
maybe you are. Maybe you
I don't
are.
Know.
Are you,
I don't know.
Are
you, know?
Are you married?
No.
Okay. You laugh when you say that. Have you been married?
Yes.
See, that was the laugh. I detected the yes, but not anymore laugh when you said
yeah. Right. Like, yeah.
Thrilled to not be married anymore. How old are you, Kim?
I am your favorite age.
What's that?
50.
That's it. 50. Yeah. And Kim, are you divorced? I'm taking it.
Yes.
How long?
Yes.
How long have you been divorced?
Oh, I've been divorced for many years.
Are you interested in remarrying? That means yes. If you hesitated,
I always say I need a truck driver so he could just send money home and he could just go on the road, you know?
No, listen to Kim. But you're open to the possibility of being married again.
Maybe.
All right, let me ask you this.
The lower end of the possibility.
For the men listening, because you sound interesting to me, for the men listening who are also looking, what would you say is your single greatest attribute?
I'm a good cook.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
important.
That's a good one.
That's what I was looking for when I... Oh, wait. No. how's your body?
Aww.
How's your body? Are you big? Are you little? Are you in between?
No, I'm pretty. I'm small.
Small?
We're about a size 8.
I think that's small. I think the average woman in this country is about a 12. How about your breast size? What is that? Is that small, medium?
34C.
For a size 8, that's nice. You sound like a nice package.
Good.
Well, obviously you're not married because you don't want to be, because I don't think you have any trouble. We're thrilled that you're AM and the PM, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you all.
All right, Kim. Bye-bye. I liked her.
Yeah?
She sounded, I'd like for her to go on a trip one time. But, you know, the clock is ticking. And there aren't going to be many more trips. We don't even know if there'll be one more. But if there is, if you could possibly do it, we'd love for you to go. Because we have a great time. And 3/4 of the people this year have been before. And one couple, Terry and Mark, have been on 10 consecutive trips with us. And the other people at the station can't stand us because they take trips and like 12 people go. And then we, boom, like 80, 90, 100 every time. So we'll have a lot to tell you when we get back Monday. And then I'll talk to you a little bit later about what happens after Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. But right now, we need to talk about Balanced Dental Care. I had a dental appointment this morning at 11 o'clock, and I had to call early and cancel it. And Mary was crushed because I think Mary is my hygienist for years and years and years. When I go in, she's the one who, you know, she checks everything. If there's an x-ray to take, she gets everything ready, you know, for Dr. Watanabe to walk in. And all he has to do is kind of confirm what she's already found. Everything looks good. And I'm sure that Mary was devastated, and it probably ruined her day because I think when she knows I'm coming in, I think she goes to a little extra special.
Dolls up a little bit,
a little extra dab of perfume. And I know, Mary, I'm sorry, but I didn't want to come in there and with a sore throat, and I think it was probably a good call. But I will reschedule and be back, and I don't dread it. I actually was a little upset that I had to cancel today. And for people who have gone to the dentist, and I think everybody has, and you're sitting there going, how in the world can anybody not dread going to the dentist? How can he look forward to that? You'll never know until you become a patient of Balanced Dental Care, and then you'll get it. You will understand how once you walk in as a first-time patient, in about 3 minutes, it'll feel like you've been a patient there for a long, long time. They have a way. What was the Billy Joel song? She's got a way about her.
Yes.
They've got a way about them. They just do. It is a wonderful place. to go to the dentist. And if your dentist is mean or dead or moved away or you don't have one, here's the deal. The corner of Ballas and Clayton Roads, where I've gone for 41 years, and I'm inviting you to join me. They'd love to have you as a new patient. BallasDentalCare.com.
Meet me.
And let's get a quick check on traffic. Here's Tim Weil.
Just a little bit of a slowdown on eastbound 270, Lindbergh through 170. And if you're traveling westbound 70, right around Zumbel, you've got a bit of a slowdown there. And now we're picking up more volume on westbound 40 between Hampton and McCausland. When buying a thermometer, trust over 50 published studies supporting the accuracy of the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. Your family deserves the best. Pick one up at Walmart or other fine retailers today. From the Golden Oath Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Live and local, this is your official severe weather station. The Big 550
KTRS.
Depend on it.
Hi, this is Dr. Michael White, a general dentist at Webster Dental Care. Over the years, we've talked about anxiety-free dentistry, stabilizing your lower denture, and affordable dental care. We now have same-day crown service, and we keep up to date with the latest dental technologies, including brand-new, state-of-the-art digital x-ray system. But what I really want to talk to you about today is what I call common sense dentistry, which means the biggest trend in dental care over the last 10 years has been raising fees. If you recently have been to a dental consultation and somebody is quoting you multiple thousands of dollars just to fix one or two teeth, please come by our office for a second opinion. Give us a chance. We haven't raised our fees in over 5 years. We know what's going on in the economy today, but more importantly, we know what's going to happen in the economy very soon. Our office will stay common sense, but yet we will not sacrifice on quality or service. Please call Webster Dental Care at 96-TEETH. That's 968-3384. Call us today. Give us a chance. I promise you won't regret it.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. For a limited time, Sam's Club members get a savings book with more than $3,000 in extra savings. Get prepped for a party with popular game time favorites that will please any size crowd, like Tyson Buffalo Wings, Pepsi, Hefty Supreme Paper Plates, and DiGiorno's Pizza. Go to samsclub.com to check out the full selection of instant savings offers. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better.